right now on VFN TV, we're going to be talking about a tragedy where a father sends his four-year-old son to an Israeli defense soldier and tells the soldier to kill his son, and he's doing this in the name of his God and his nation. Also, the difference between Islam and an Islamist, and what are they saying in the magazine, Debeek magazine, why they hate us. What is his motivation behind that? We're going to be talking about that today. And also, what was it like to be liberated from the Holocaust camps during World War II? Today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, Does God Play Softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos.
Terrifying storms, lasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is we've been infiltrated.
Who do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county by county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you're going right to change.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics, abbiamo ricevuto tanto dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law of
per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the Word comes together with the Spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Could you imagine a father taking his four-year-old child and sending him to soldiers and saying, kill my son, kill my son, doing it on the behalf of their God, doing it on behalf of their nation? Well, this is exactly what happened right in Israel. And I want you to see specifically, because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was shaken to his core as we were when we saw this. But it helps you understand what we're dealing with. This is the only way to come through this and come out of this is to begin to cry out to God. Because this four-year-old child being sent by his father, he was innocent as he could possibly be. But that father was as serious as he possibly could be to be able to have his own son killed. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, talking about this horrific incident in Israel. Let's take a look.
I've just watched a video that shook me to the core of my being. In just a few seconds, it shows why our conflict persists. So here's a short snippet. A Palestinian father holds up his four-year-old son. He pleads with Israeli border police to kill his own child. He shouts, shoot this little boy, his boy. He pushes his young son forward towards the soldiers and screams, kill him, shoot him. The boy pauses. He's scared. Any child would be. He turns back looking at his father for guidance. With his shirt tightly tucked into his bright red shorts, the boy ambles forwards towards the soldiers. One of them extends his hand in friendship. The boy gives him a high five. It's hard to make a four-year-old hate. Imagine your own child at that age. Think of his smile. Imagine her laugh. Picture the unrestrained joy and innocence that only a child possesses. Encouraging someone to murder a child, let alone your own child, is probably the most inhumane thing a person can do. What did this child do to deserve this? The answer is nothing. He's innocent. He should be in a playground. He should be in the sun, laughing with other children. Sadly, this father's crime is not an isolated example. In Gaza, Hamas runs summer camps that teach children to value death over life, suicide kindergarten camps. The Palestinian Ministry of Education in Ramallah recently organized an event for students to honor terrorists who murdered three civilians. 2 weeks ago, the Palestinian Authority's official newspaper praised teenage terrorists and wrote that death as a martyr is the path to excellence and greatness. That's a direct quote. Palestinian and Israeli children deserve better. They deserve to live. They deserve to live in peace. Children are not cannon fodder. They're the most precious things in the world. They're the most precious things we have. I'm sure Palestinian parents, many of them, are as outraged as I am at this video. And today I appeal to every father and mother around the world. I ask you to join me in calling for an end to this abuse of children. The Palestinian leadership must stop encouraging children to kill. They must stop encouraging Palestinian parents to call for the death of their own children. It's horrendous. Peace begins with respect. If parents don't respect their own children's lives, how will they respect the lives of their neighbors? We must love all children. They should never be pushed to violence or hate. Join me in educating all children for peace.
Does that not break your heart? This is happening right today. This is what's happening today. I mean, look at this boy, this young four-year-old boy, you know, being carried by his father, sent to go, and he's saying, kill my son. Do you know that the reports are that they pay, if that child was to die at the hands of an Israeli soldier, they would call that child a hero. The parents and the family would receive money from the government for the rest of their lives. Did you know that our own president has gotten an agreement and gone, as you can see right here, he's gone over there. That is the leader of the Palestinian people, Hamas, of Abbas. And it's like, why would we support a government like that? I want you to see what President Abbas is saying, talking about those summer camps. I mean, you think about the summer camps. You think, what do they look like? Well, we have exactly what they look like. This is what the children hear as they grow up in the Palestinian gathering areas. Take a look.
I am the Palestinian child. My toys are the rock and the rifle.
My friend, do you know what the 48 lands are?
Haifa, Jaffa, Acre.
Correct, and Nazareth, and many more cities in these lands. The 48 lands are all ours and will return to us, right?
The official Palestinian Authority schools, the media, and mosques preach to kill Israelis just because they're Jews. And children emulate the murderous videos online.
Take along a rock and knife.
This incitement comes directly from the Palestinian leadership.
We welcome every drop of blood spilled in Jerusalem.
The result of this incitement is hundreds of terror attacks in the past few months. Dozens of Israelis were murdered in those terror attacks. About half of the terrorists are under the age of 18. This incitement fuels terror and prevents peace.
Tragedy. Children are being raised to hate. I think about Kamal Saleem. When Kamal Saleem came to America as an Islamist, as a radical jihadist, coming to commit jihad, holy war of Islam against America to take his inheritance or convert folks to put them in servitude and or destroy them in their lives, he didn't know about Jesus. He didn't know that God was good. He didn't know that God gave his son Jesus Christ to die for. He had no idea about the good news of Jesus Christ. He came here for that reason, the same kind of mindsets that are being taught right here. But when he got here, he got in a car accident. He had to go to a hospital, and it was the Christian doctors and nurses that took care of him, and they introduced him to a loving God, and he got saved. Listen, these children need us to be able to go and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. You need to stand with us at VFN TV. You need to stand with us on Emmaus Road. You need to stand with us and realize we got to go tell folks, because these children, a four-year-old child doesn't know how to hate. We need to tell them about the love of God. God's a loving God. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about this understanding. You know, why do they hate us? Why would they actually have their children to be able to do this? But take a look at this before. This is the Pope standing with the Palestinian president, just like our president shook hands with the Palestinian president, President Barack Obama. Also, the Pope walked hand in hand with the Palestinian, the very one that says that we actually rejoice. You heard him on the tape. We rejoice when there's shed blood of Jews. It's crazy what's going on right now. But I want you to join us at the break, because we're going to look a little bit more, because Der Beek is a magazine that they put out and that, you know, Islamic State puts out, talking about why they hate us. We need to know what's going on. You'll be really surprised why that is. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Cho and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm telling you, it is crazy the days that we're in. But you know what? We can keep calling it crazy and say, listen, we'll just bury our head in the sand of denial and just think it's going to go away. It's only going to go away when God's people turn back to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Just going to keep getting worse. Reprobate mind, if you look that word up and says God turns folks over to a reprobate mind, it's just useless, frivolous, illogical craziness. It's like water. I mean, water just flows whatever. And we're looking at today. It's like, why would any father do that? Well, it's all the lies and the darkness. The answers to the lies and the darkness is truth and light. It's truth and light. That's the answers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer. And so us being able to tell people the truth and tell them hope and they make a decision for Jesus Christ, that's the answer. The answer is for us to be able
to go into all the world and tell the gospel. Listen, there's so 95%, Steve, of Christians in America will not lead one person right now to the Lord in their entire lifetime. One, just one. And it's like, we're going to answer for that. That's what our whole purpose is supposed to be. We're supposed to actually go and tell this young four-year-old kid, you don't have to die for God. God died for you. He gave his son to die for you. That's our job. That's the answer. The answer is not having like, we need a better press. You know, we need a better building. We need, you know, we need to have two-state solution. We need Jesus. We should not, as a church, participate in any splitting of the land. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk about two-state solution, you're talking about, again, dividing the land of Israel. And when you read the word, he says in Hosea that all the nations will be gathered in the valley of Jehoshaphat and judged by how the land was dealt with. They're divided. And we've got to answer for that. It has to do with God and what God is saying. And so what's going on? Well, they just put out their most recent publication, and I only saw this because CBN was doing a story on their story, which is, you know, it's called the Dabiq. It's called this Dabiq magazine they put out, and you can see it here, that and they're talking about whatever their propaganda is and about their religion, you know, Islamist, radical Islam. But this is the article they talk about. It's called Why We Hate You. Why We Hate You. And Why We Fight You. And this is important because we need to know, I mean, we need to know why this is happening. Now, understand if it's coming from a reprobate mind and craziness, you know, you just got to say, you know, okay, why is God allowing this to take place at this present time? Because God is completely 100%. He's in control. He's in control over and over again. If you have not heard the program, we have it available for you. It's called Rebuilding the Walls, the Heart of Nehemiah, Rebuilding the Walls of the Church. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because he says over and over again at Nehemiah and again in his word and through Ezekiel, I'm fastening a storm against you. If you repent, it's not going to happen. But if you don't repent, I'm raising an enemy, allowing an enemy to raise up to come against you. Look at it this way. The person who comes against God has to believe in their own mind. They have to be convinced. There has to be something motivating them that they can actually come against God's folks. Because in the end, God's going to deal harshly with anybody that comes against his folks. But he will use a people who are evil to come against his own people. But in the end, he will deal with Pharaoh and his horsemen. But instead of trying to think about, you know, why would these people be hating us and that type of thing? The question is, are we in sin? Mm. What have we done to I mean, there's a statement in your insurance policy that nobody believes, but it says it right there. They're not going to cover it. They will not cover an act of God. You know why that's in there? Because that's a truth. There's, you know, we talk about if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. But if you back up one verse, he says, when I, God, bring calamity. So he says, well, I bring calamity. You know, locusts and this hit the economy, those type of things. And so we're seeing a storm fashioned against us. So what are they saying? I mean, what do they write in this particular article? Why they hate you? Well, listen, I actually just went and read part of it. So if anybody's watching me from all those agencies that are watching people look at that, I just saw it and I wanted to read this because CBN was talking about it as well, Christian Broadcast Network. And he says, in this particular article, they said the pagan Christians, and they're referring to anybody that's not them, really, for ages has adopted a religion of contradiction, at war. You want to get it? You got it?
Yeah.
Contradiction at war against them, including belief, and they say Allah, but you think about Allah's their God, but our God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name got changed to Israel. There's a big difference between Allah and God. Mm-hmm. And he says, but they write, they said that this is what the people that are attacking across the land, you just saw a priest in Normandy be beheaded at the altar Normandy church in France. You're seeing people ride 18-wheeler trucks going down the road and running over people, killing many people, and
being beheaded just for the simple cause that they're Christian.
Well, in France, Nice, France, was the 18-wheeler. You're seeing a club in Orlando being over 50 people being killed there, and their loyalty was to this particular organization, this religion. And he says, this is the reason why we're attacking. This is why we hate you. It's because you believe that God, both God and man, are consistent with three entities. And we would say, they're saying we believe in the Trinity, that we believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We talked about this before in the differences, but they're writing it in their publications now. You see, without Jesus, we have no relationship with God. The only way to God is through his Son, our faith and acceptance of his finished work on the cross. No Jesus, no relationship with God. And it's God's Spirit that empowers us to be able to walk in this relationship. Jesus said, I want you to go make disciples and I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, they're saying, this is one of the reasons we're fighting you, because you believe in Jesus. You believe that God had a son. And you believe that he had a mother. It goes on to say, you believe he had a mother, and she was a mere human. Well, yeah, her name was Mary. She was a virgin, and God's Spirit, which is another part of the Trinity, hovered over her, and she conceived in her womb the Son of God.
It's amazing that they're coming against and attacking the Christians and being so open and being truthful about what Christians believe that some self-professing Christians aren't aware of.
Professing what? Because if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to God, I mean, you're not a Christian. Christian means Christ, Son of God follower. It's not like a brand name. It's not the name of your business cards. It's actually you follow Christ. And so then he goes on to say, and that this, you're saying that God had a child with the earthly human woman and they had his son? I mean, the whole reality of what is true to us, and that he was killed on a cross. You can't kill God on a cross. No, you didn't kill God on a cross. God offered a son on the cross. That's the difference. God wasn't killed. He wasn't killed on the cross. He actually said, this is my son. I love. He says, for God so loved the world so much. He loves you so much that he gave his son to be a sin sacrifice, because there needed to be a sacrifice. And he said that that Jesus, because his Son of God, whom folks heard him say when he got baptized, this is my son in whom I'm pleased, listen to him. And he walked out for 3 awesome years, revealing the love of God to us and the forgiveness of God, mercies of God. And you see this, it's like, yeah, of course. But then Jesus loved the Father so much, loved God so much, and he loves you so much that he laid down his life for us. That's the whole thing. Because there's no relationship with God outside of Jesus. They're saying this is the reason why we're making war with you. This is what he said. It's like, okay, well, hey, that's not giving that up, you know? And so, but the Father, after sin was atoned for by his son that he offered, that Jesus willingly laid his life down, yes, on a cross, 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. He's not dead. He's alive. God raised Jesus from the dead. Islam believes, it's written in their by Muhammad, that Jesus has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, that there is no Trinity, there is no Son, there is no Holy Spirit, that Jesus was some prophet. And it's like, listen, that's where the rubber hits the road. So when you hear them talking about going to war with us and why they hate us, that's you know, we got to make up our mind. There's a lot of people right now in America that go, ah, we'll give that up. God's God, whatever. There's many ways to heaven, no, there's not. And there's so many people deceived right now because people aren't telling people the truth. You can't give that up. But something else I'm going to talk about after this break that they go on to write about that you need to give up. Maybe God's allowing them to have that belief system, whatever, you know, to be able to fuel them to deal with what's going on in our life, because we can't argue about the other things that they're coming against us about. But listen, when God begins to deal with a nation, we need to know what to do. And this offer we have for the special offer, I want you to take a look at it. We're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to go to the rest of this article, Why They Hate Us. And it'll make a lot of sense. You know, it's like, hey, if I'm going to be hated for that, I want to live right before God. I want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. I want to say, hey, you're right. I do believe that God's spirit hovered over Mary and conceived Jesus, the Son of God. And he was born as a man, lived as a man, though he was God. And he did offer up his son, Jesus, God did, on the cross as a price for our sin. That's how bad our sin is. But once that was dealt with, he said it is finished. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. It's an awesome story. Thank you for reminding us. We'll get back from this this break and take a look at this offer. We're going to continue to find out what they're writing, why they hate us.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly, and we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
What rights do residents of a privately owned development have regarding religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I live in a HUD building for elderly and disabled people. It's subsidized housing, and there are 18 different nationalities in this building. And we had recent guidelines that were passed by the Tenants Association for the person who chooses cards to send to those in the building who are in the hospital ill,
sure,
or to the families that die.
Right.
And the guidelines included cards must have no reference to the Lord or Jesus for their many faith here at Toronto Tower.
Well, let me tell you a couple things, Judith, and I'm glad you called. Number one, you have the right to send those cards out expressing sympathy. You can include a Christian sentiment, Christian statements in it without the fear of any kind of reprisal or any fear there. That is absolutely incorrect. You hang on the line, get us that information. We'll get someone working on it right away for you, okay?
If you have questions regarding law and religious liberties, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Jeff from Portland, Oregon, wants me to talk about the word peace. Hi, my name is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I think peace is the sense that we have inwardly that we've done our best outwardly. In other words, I think that the fulfillment and peace and satisfaction that comes inside of the life of an individual is when they know that they have given their best, that they've done their best, that they've not taken shortcuts on their life or on the life of anyone else around them. So I think peace, isn't it interesting? A word of tranquility is a result of me doing something on the outside that shows that I have reached my potential and given my best effort for myself and for others. When that happens, I think then we have an inward peace that really brings the tranquility of our soul, that gives us the contentment that we want as a leader.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are reading through this latest issue, issue 15, called the Dabiq. And in this particular article, the reason why we're doing it is because I saw a story done by CBN of Christian Broadcast Network of why they hate us, and they referred to it. And so if anybody's wondering why we looked at the Dabiq, it was to find out, hey, why they hate us. And so I didn't read the whole thing because it's pretty gruesome. I encourage you not to unless you have to. But I was reading this one particular area about they're answering the question, hey, you want to know why we hate this and why we hate you? Because the first thing that we're finding out is like, okay, well, you're going to have to hate us because I'm not giving up Jesus. I mean, the Trinity, this is, I like what Mike Bickle of IHOP International House of Prayer Kansas City says about the Trinity. He says, you know, you can lose your mind trying to figure it out and explain it, but you can lose your soul by denying it. Mm-hmm. But hey, God's God, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So then they say, they write in their article, so you're looking at right here, they continue to write why they hate us in this magazine, the Dubuque magazine. Why does radical Islam or Islamists, people that are loyal to the actual writings of the Quran, why do they hate us? He says, because they don't, he says, this, they hate us because of the Trinity. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that thinking that God is unable to forgive original sin except him actually offering his beloved men, unjustly to bear the burdens, to be crucified on behalf of the others. And so they're saying, God wouldn't offer God's God. He wouldn't have to pay. He could just forgive sin. He wouldn't have to offer his son up for our sin because he could just forgive. God's a just God. The understanding the justice of God, which we barely do understand, but you can understand enough to put the fear of God in you. That where there's death, death is required. Where there's sin, a price is required for that sin, and we couldn't pay it. We blew it. The only way it could have been paid was by his son. That was the only way it could have been paid, because he's just, he's loving and he's just. He wants a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with you, but the sin has to be dealt with. How does he forgive sin? When it's actually dealt with by pure blood. The pure blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus willingly did this. God willingly gave his son because he loves you. He loves you. He didn't. That's who he is. And so they're saying, that's my issue. That's another issue that I have with, you know, why people are riding trucks and through crowds of people in the name of ISIS and Islam. And he says, we hate you because you permit, and they go on to say here, and this is, you think about the particular things that are going on, because you actually permit the very things that Allah, this is what they're writing in the Dabiq, prohibit while banning many things that he actually permits. And so you think, well, what is that? Well, look at it. He says, you Christians disbelieve, you actually believe that separation of church and state is the right thing. And then you just permit all this, whatever you want to do and whatever whims you have, you just let it happen. Whoa. Yeah, you're right. We're sorry. That's true.
Yep.
That's true. We've made legal things that God hates. Not Allah, but our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He hates that. But that's correct in regards to saying, yeah, we did legalize a lot of sin recently, mm-hmm. and we have over a period of time. And so, but we believe in separation of church and state because we had a tyrant before. We've had dictators. We had kings before. But that only works when it's one nation under God, not your God, but under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so then he says, you vote in people that just approve of those particular sins. Well, yeah. He's like, okay, all right. And so then he said, they write in this particular article, and then you legislate things that they're talking about Allah, right. You know, would not want. And secular liberalism has tolerated and supported things such as gay rights, to allow alcohol, to allow drugs, Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fornication, gambling, excessive usury is widespread, which means high interest rates, and encouraging the people to mock people who stand up against the filth and the vices of sin. And it's like, well, but it's not, yeah. You know, it's like so many people are hating what's happening right now, but we're not hating the sin. And their God's not God. God is God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who God is. God, whose son is Jesus Christ and the only way to him. But we can't say we haven't legalized all these things. Mm-hmm. Maybe since God is in complete control, maybe God's saying, if you don't deal with your sin, I'm going to send somebody who doesn't even know me, who thinks they're killing you and doing me a service for harming you because of your sin. And they'll actually lock in and identify, and they'll say, this is the reason why we're doing it. If you look at what's happening.
That's pretty spot on.
Like, well, Yes, but it's not. It's not the, I understand, but Allah's not God. I understand that. And then, and he goes on to particular talking about the depravity and all the things that are going on. This is what I feel so important for us to understand. That God, when God begins to deal with a nation, and he deals with nations, he deals with cities, he'll raise somebody up and put somebody in a place, and they'll be stubborn and stiff-necked and hard-headed, and they'll just drive that nation off a cliff. But God is allowing that. One guy was Jehoiakim. God allowed Josiah's son Jehoiakim to be put into office over God's people, got his name from Egypt, not from God, and Jehoiakim means God set man. I mean, this storm that's going on right now, this stuff, nobody's pulling one up on God. It's our sin. We've sinned, but we can turn back to God. It has nothing to do with, listen, God's bigger than all of this, God of the universe. But he's saying, what you going to do? Are you going to humble yourself? And so we have a president that's like, almost, he's almost like Jehoiakim, God set man. There's no way that one man could accomplish so much driving a nation off a cliff as fast as this happened. It just, by the way, just so this new generation, that doesn't normally happen that quick.
Yeah.
But this happened really quick. And God has to be allowing that to take place to get our attention before it goes off the cliff. Because think about it, everything that our president has promoted and pushed and legalized is everything that infuriates ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it 6 days of Iraq, on our 6 days in Iraq, right here on VFN TV. We saw the money line, the fuel line, fueling ISIS. And they said, we looked right at it. He said, we could stop it, but they won't let us do it. America sends weapons to the leadership of Iraq, but they're not letting us have any weapons. So the Peshmerga in the northern parts of Iraq could have just stopped the money going to ISIS, but they didn't. So we're fueling them financially. We're fueling them by not attacking them and dealing with them. And we're fueling them by saying, everything you hate, we're going to become. I mean, you know, plain as day, if somebody's, you're upset with somebody and they're doing the one thing that pushes your buttons, it just makes it worse, especially if you don't know God.
That's right.
You remember that, right? Those days. And so our president is accelerating, think about it, accelerating the animosity in the hearts of people saying, this is why we hate you and this is why we're going to fight against you. And our president, for whatever reason he's doing it, you know, he's doing it. I mean, that's just happening. I mean, he's putting this narrative out there. They're saying this is what's going on, and they're actually doing what they're saying. If you look at the platform of the Democratic National Convention, you know, and you look at the platform of the Republican National Convention, almost everything the Democratic National Convention stands for, ISIS goes, you know, this is why I'm going to cut your head off. This is why I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, don't you understand? God's not going to let us get away with this sin forever. We're going to be dealt with as a nation. But we can repent. God either visits sins or he forgives sins. I would rather ask God to forgive me. And listen, this is somebody from the son of the leader of Hamas. His name is Youssef. He's speaking to the Jerusalem Post. And he just says it. I mean, this guy was you're talking about Abbas, President Abbas. That's Hamas government that's there. His dad is the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. He wrote a book called The Son of Hamas. And listen to what he says about our president's message, his rhetoric. How everything that's happening is escalating this thing. Listen to Youssef speak at the Jerusalem Post.
The president of the free world stands and say, when the president of the free world stands and say that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate to create more terrorism.
You don't want to say what really is, because you're hoping that it doesn't. I mean, we always think no, but listen, we got to wake up. We have to wake up. This is intense. And it's not intense because ISIS has got some strange powers all of a sudden, or all of a sudden there's followers of Muhammad's teachings, or, you know, a Republican or a Democrat got in office, or, you know, our borders are porous and people are poor. It's because we've sinned. This is happening. This is God. This is a conversation between God and those who once followed him. It is not between anybody else. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. But if we don't, he won't heal our land. And, you know, Rick Joyner says, I think it's a very good statement. It's true. If you stay on the road that you're on and keep going in the direction that you're headed, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And repentance is when we turn. It's when we turn. I really believe. Whatever happens to America, God's kingdom is going to just continue to drive, and there's going to be great revival, young folks by multitudes. But the question is this: have you made a choice to turn to God? Are you blaming the local news network and saying, "Oh, that CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, CB, you're just criticizing," mm-hmm. or some Washington D.C. not realizing they don't have anything on God. God's dealing with us right now. He's dealing with Washington, D.C. He's dealing with our sin. And you hear people, if you listen to what the enemy's saying, you can almost hear what God's saying to you. They're hearing it twisted. They're hearing things like purge means violence. But what God's saying, I'm about to purge America of her issues. You know, when you hear people, you hear ISIS saying what they're saying is, you know, Allah, this is what we're doing. It's like, what's God saying? I'm dealing with your sin. And I'm using this people to deal with your sin. Mm-hmm. And why would we send our soldiers to die for our own sin? Why don't we just repent and God put peace on every border? Why they hate us? They hate us. They pretty much always hated us, but they had no power over us. God kept peace on a hedge of protection around America. But we're seeing the hedge pulled down. We're seeing things pour into our borders. We're seeing people focus on the ramifications of our sin. But nobody's saying, I have sinned and I have fallen short. I encourage you right now just to make that decision for God, to make it for God. We're going to go to this break. When we come back, we want to take a look at what happened in Germany, a real quick look at that, of the Holocaust and what it was like for a survivor to come out of the Holocaust. And how about, you know what, why don't we just don't go into it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But join us after the break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Listen, I want to make sure you catch our next program. You got to see this right here. These Satanists, these Temple of Satan's wanting to go to all of our elementary schools and open up a club in all these schools. If you can see it right here, we're going to talk about that in our next program. Make sure you catch it. But first, we're going to go right to what is it like? What was it like, the storytelling of a Holocaust survivor? Because somebody came in trying to destroy Christians and Jews. It was Hitler and his army. Let's prevent that in America. Let's take a look.
I had nightmares, of course, for a couple of months. You know, waking up thinking that I'm still in the camps. And I was so happy that I was in a real bed. In order to have a little bit of pleasure, let's say, which is there's not too much of it in the camps, I made friends with two Polish kids. We didn't get too much sleep, and we used to just get out real early in the morning because in the barracks it was just crying and screaming and praying, and it wasn't unusual that a prisoner who was laying next to you to go to sleep, when you woke up, they were dead. In any of these camps, everything is so the same day in and day out that when anything unique happens that is not on the schedule, you always immediately try to talk about it. Is this good news or bad news? One morning we came out, and the first thing we saw was that there are no guards in the guard towers. So we are sneaking between the barracks towards the gate, and lo and behold, nobody's there. So we get enough courage to go to the gate, and we notice there's a heavy chain with a padlock on it, and it's a very, very foggy morning, and we are just dumbfounded. All of a sudden, there's a break in the fog, like a mirage, and all you see is two horses with a horseman. As he's coming closer, one of the Polish kids says to me, "Look at his hat," and it was a red star, a Russian soldier. He comes to the gate, and he says, "I'm advance guard. Nobody can leave the camp because there are all sorts of diseases. You're full of lice, and you haven't been washing for months." But he says, as he takes out his gun, shoots up the padlock, "Doctors will be coming, medication will be coming, food will be coming very shortly." So the three of us, as fast as our skinny legs can carry us, we go to every barrack in the vicinity, open up the door in every language that we know, just yell in, "We are free, we are free." And you'll never forget that moment, the sounds from the barracks. Those who are able to walk out to the sunlight walk out. Those who can't walk are crawling out. I have to pass through a little area where there are little bungalows. And this is where the SS families were staying. And they must have left in a big hurry because I go into one of the bungalows and I open up the closet, the clothing in there. Open up the pantry, food. And then I go into the bathroom and I turn on the water, hot water, fluffy towels, shampoo, soap I haven't seen for a year. I make a little victory dance on my... prison uniform. Get in there and take my first hot shower in a year. It's wonderful. I'm basically, I'm trying to have as many happy moments as possible. At my age, you know.
So you're looking at the reality. It really happened. There's Holocaust deniers like it never happened. It happened. It happened. You know what we know about history? It repeats itself. You know what we could do? We could do what God said. He says, "If my people humble themselves and pray, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal us. He'll forgive us." And that's what we need to do. We need to do that. Let's just pray right now. Let's just ask God to intervene, even save these soldiers of ISIS, like he did Kamal Saleem and other ones. He can, Yusuf, that you just heard talk, he was a son of Hamas, but he found Jesus Christ. And maybe you can too today. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Listen, he died for you so you don't have to die for him. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. No matter what people tell you, that's the truth. And God so loved you so much that he gave his son that he could be in relationship with you. And it's his death, his shedding of his blood that actually makes it possible for us to be in relationship with him. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for giving Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for laying down your life. And Father, we thank you for raising him again. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for these writers of the beak and all these guys who are hearing a perception of not knowing you, God, there would be a revival, Lord, of the Middle East, God, that there would be a revival in Iraq, God, there would be a revival where people would turn to you and make you Jesus, the Lord of their life, that they would understand and see and dreams and visions that are taking place in Northern Africa, Lord. You begin to give them dreams and show them that you are God, like you did to Kamal Saleem, like you did to Yusuf. We just pray, God, for your church to rise up and begin to go into the mission fields and tell people. Lord, we pray for those that are watching right now, Lord God, that you would just reach out, Lord, that you would forgive them, that you would restore them, that you'd bring them into the family, God. Lord, we just ask you that. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFN.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord just an awesome thing?
It definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person is living. And
oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called, and by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.